This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming up. Here's a question for you. Do you know one of the greatest assets successful progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines each year? Well, it's how they approach precision agriculture and how they get all they can out of the data they collect from their fields. There is a program coming up at the end of the month to help you producers with the latest precision ag and data analysis techniques to help you save time and money and optimize your return on investment. The Farm Progress Tech Forum is set for November 27th and 28th at the Marriott Conference Center in Iowa City, Iowa. We'll be there, and we hope to see you at the Farm Progress Tech Forum. You can learn and be inspired with all of the conference sessions and workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And there's a hands-on section, too. Go to the website to get all of the information and to register. The website, farmprogresstechforum.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. Have you noticed that we don't hear much about thrill seekers until something goes wrong? In Highland Park, Illinois, a northern suburb of Chicago, there's a cold weather swim group. Sunday morning, 10 people went swimming in Lake Michigan. Conditions at the time, huge waves, high winds, chilly temperatures. Only 8 of the swimmers made it back to shore. A Western Michigan man will spend the rest of his life in prison. He shot and killed a neighbor who was clearing snow along her property with a snowblower last December. The woman's body was found in a snowbank behind 64-year-old Wendell Popejoy's house. After his arrest, he said the woman was a nuisance to the neighborhood. That Wisconsin driver who ran down 4 Girl Scouts and one of the girls' mother on Saturday morning had been huffing, according to police, inhaling chemical vapors. 21-year-old Colton True sped off after killing 3 fourth graders and the 32-year-old mother and critically injuring a fourth girl. He turned himself in later and is being held in the Chippewa County Jail. The GI Bill has been a great benefit for veterans since World War II. When it works, it is not working well at Wichita State University. A student organization says more than 100 student veterans have not received GI Bill benefits because of a paperwork backlog. Some students have dropped courses or have dropped out of school altogether. The university says it is hiring more people to process the paperwork. Wild boars, feral hogs, wild pigs, whatever you want to call them a nuisance. They are for, well, all but just a handful of states in the country. In Missouri, hunters have been killing as many as they can this year. Conservation officials say more than 7,300 of the hogs have been killed in the first 9 months, most of those in the southeast part of Missouri. 7,300? That may seem like a lot, but it's just a drop in the bucket. It's estimated that there are between 6 million and 9 million of these fast-reproducing pigs nationwide. Have you voted yet today? It's election day, in case somehow you have missed the news. Joe Melton says he thinks he would have had a chance of beating incumbent Doug Young in the race for mayor of Holdridge, Nebraska. Would have, had he not been sitting in jail since July in connection with a federal gun charge. That is your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.